Good evening, Rabbi Isai. Good evening. Shabbat learning the last Sif in Simon Ches, and then we're going to be starting to learn Simon Tes tonight and see how far we go into the Simon, which is discussing the materials of tzitzis. We shall be discussing tonight Mitzvah Hashem Daloch is about woolen tzitzis. Woolen, not woolen. What's the halach about woolen tzitzis? Is it ideal or not? The halach of the Ramah. And we'll be all hopefully discussing also the halacha of, we'll be discussing tcheles as well. Do you know there is the Heilige Rishna, the Heilige Radzina was, he claimed that he had found, you know, previous generations, others also, they claimed that they found tcheles, chilozon and tcheles, pardon? Yeah. So the question is, the question that many people ask is that even if it's not 100% that way it's found, but can it do any harm? Why it can't be? Is there any reason to a dafka put on white? I mean, say it's 50% sure. Can it do any harm that it's not chelis? And hence it seems that we don't put it on even. We don't take it as even as sofek. Why is that? So that will be covered as well tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, let's just finish off Simon Ches. Niskase beveged. So see if you dine in Simon Ches. Niskase beveged. Shui chayiv betzitzis. If a person covers himself with a garment, shui chayiv betzitzis, which has four corners, v'lo hitel bo tzitzis, and he didn't attach tzitzis to it, Bitel mitzvah tzitzis, you are positively mevatel the mitzvah tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah explains, the last line of Yensef Kot Mem Dalet, he explains, mitzvah tzitzis, with tzitzis, choyvas gavre le'inyan zeh. As far as that is concerned, tzitzis is choyvas gavre. She'im niskase betales, if a person covers himself with a garment, oz chal olav chiyuv, that's when you're chayiv. So in other words, we're learning now that you're not mevatel tzitzis. If you've got a garment that has four corners, and you put it in, it remains in the cupboard, there's no problem at all. The problem only starts when you're putting it on. When you're putting it on and there's no tzitzis to it, that's when you're positively mevatel the mitzvah. So that's what Shulchan Aruch says, niskase, if you're covering yourself, beveged with a cloth shu chayiv betzitzis, that really needs tzitzis, got four corners, v'lo yitel betzitzis, and you didn't attach tzitzis to it, that's when you mevatel the mitzvah.
If you're wearing tzitzis and then you wear another garment with four corners without tzitzis?
That's a good question. That's a good question. We'll be addressing Simon Yudzayin. It's a good question. Mitzvah Hashem. Okay. Simon Tes. Ezeb Godim, which garments, Chayovim Betzitzis, which clothes are Chayiv Betzitzis, Ve'ezeb Turim Betzitzis, and which ones are Poto and Tzitzis? Which ones are Poto? So this is clearly referring to materials. Which materials are, we're discussing materials. Which materials are obligated? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph, Ein Chayev Betzitzis. The material, as far as the material is concerned, Ein Chayev Betzitzis min ha-Torah. From the Torah perspective, there's only an obligation to put on tzitzis, Elo beged shel beged pishtim, if the material is linen, or shel tzemer chelim, or it's wool, tzemer chelim, lamb's wool, only these materials are Chayev Medoraisa. Aber big day shahar minim, but if the garment's material is a different material altogether, a completely different material, ein chayov mitzitzis, there is no obligation to attach tzitzis to it. Ela medrabonon, only medrabonon. So the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, only when you've got a baguette which is made out of linen, a baguette which is made out of wool, only lamb's wool, only then you have an obligation to attach tzitzis to the reise. Says the Ramah, v'yesh oimrim, some say the kul chayav mit the reise. The Ramah says that no, any material is actually chayav mit the reise. The Ramah disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. So we've got machloikas over here, Shulchan Aruch Ramah. Shulchan Aruch holds only linen and wool creates a chiyuv of the reise to attach tzitzis to it. Everything else is medrabon. You still need to attach it, but it's medrabonon. And the Ramah disagrees, and he holds that any material is chayv medrabon. Says the the Mishneh Berurah that really it doesn't make so much of a difference if it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon. Does it make any difference really? Does it make a difference if it's the material, if we all Shaminim, any other garments, does it make a difference yet? Why? Sofek bracha, you're going to say, according to the Sofek bracha, maybe. So Mishneh Berurah says the following, in Sifkot and Gimel. After Tzorech Levoich on Mitzvah Shimid Rabbon and Gamken, brachas we make on any mitzvah anyway. Mikol Mokum, nevertheless, Nafkelon in Kamad Vorim, there's a few Nafkeminis. And then he says, number one, which is the one I want to see, is Aleph, the Yoyseroi Lasso is Beget, Shu Yoyseboi Minatoire. It is more appropriate to fulfill the mitzvah in a deraisedig way. It's more appropriate to fulfill the mitzvah with a material which is Madeiraisa. Right. The Ramah says, they're all Madeiraisa. According to the Ramah, is there any preference to wear woolen tzitzis? According to the Ramah, no. Rabbi Isa, according to the Ramah, according to Shulchan Aruch, yes, woolen tzitzis in the Raisa, not woolen tzitzis in the Rabbanon, according to Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah, ask Ramah Yidin. Now we pass on according to the Ramah. Is there any preference to put on a woolen tzitzis or not? Why? Says the Mishneh Berurah, but let's go slowly. The Shulchan Aruch, according to Shulchan Aruch, doesn't seem to have any preference according to the Ramah. Says the Ramah that they're all equal. Says the Mishneh Berurah on that in Tzivkot Nei. V'achil chesam v'yirei shamayim. A Yeshemaim Yachmir al Atzmoy should be stringent on himself. Lochush to be stringent. Let lochush the derishoina to be stringent like the first opinion. V'yase talish al tzeme and one should wear woolen tzitzis. Why? Kedei sheischayiv betzitzis min haTorah. He knows he should be obligated with tzitzis min haDeraisa lekula amakul to all opinions. V'nochoin and it is proper and appropriate sheyase bein haTalis godel. Whether it's the talus, benat talus cotton, or the tzitzis shal tzemer, Mishneh Berurah says that although there are more paskins, that there is no difference between woolen and any other material, they're all madereisa. The Ramah says, that's what the Ramah says, the Mishneh Berurah says it is proper and appropriate to be machmir to wear woolen tzitzis, because according to Shulchan Aruch, it's the fulfillment of the madereisa. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says. It's true. Many gdoilim are machmir to wear woolen tzitzis. At the same time, and many yidna machmir to wear woolen tzitzis. At the same time, it is well known that many gdoilim were makbit to dafka wear non-woolen tzitzis. That's true as well. Why? Maybe I shouldn't express myself that way. We know that many Gdolim wore, let's leave out the word makbet, many Gdolim and many Elicha Yidden wear non-woolen tzitzis. Where do they come from? We can understand that anybody who is makbet to wear woolen tzitzis, they've got Mishneh Berurah, Chumrah, we understand that. Anybody why not? Yeah.
In case it tears.
So therefore what? Right. Okay, not really, because we pasken and the Ramah says Hochi Hilchese. We pasken the all Madeiraisa, so it's quite a schwache kula to be relying on. Okay, yeah. Why would somebody not wear? So, it is well known that the Vilna Gaon used to wear non-woolen tzitzis, and the Chazon Ish also not. They didn't wear woolen tzitzis. And they seem to have been quite makbit never to wear woolen tzitzis. The question is, it remains a bit of a mystery why they did so. So there's a few explanations. One explanation, can you guess why? Yeah?
Because they might be wearing something.
It's a very interesting point, which is leading to next Eve. I'm going to leave this open. It's a very, very interesting point that you're raising. Very well, I'm going to leave this open for now. What did you say?
Maybe the Vilna Gaon, it's a publicized, not that
very good. So the Achronim say, Chaim Kanievsky and other, they say, the Poskim say, that the reason why the Gdolim, some Gdolim were makbit, not where I wanted to show, the Halach is like the Ramah. Don't mess with the Ramah. The Ramah says, Ach Helchasa, therefore, Hachi Helchasa. If the Ramah says, the Omedereisa, the Omedereisa. Don't mess with the Ramah. You have to know don't mess with the Ramah. The Klal Yisrael, as the Chassam Sofer says in one of his tshuvas, the Klal Yisrael, Yoitzim, Beyad Ramah. Right? We all know that really it says Beyad Ramah, with a lift in the hand. But the Chassam Sofer in tshuvas, he writes, Yad Ramah, with the hand of the Ramah. We don't mess with the Heilige Ramah. We don't mess. If the Ramah says, Ochil Chasa, it is Lechatchilen, it is to show the power, the authority, the Psak Nachroh, of the Heilige Ramah. Consequently, many were makbid to Dafka. That's maybe the understanding of the Chazon Ish and of the Vilna Gaon of Dafka wearing non wooden tzitzis.
Why is it preferable to create a chiyuv midaraisa for yourself?
Because of a fulfillment of midaraisa.
But if you don't have a chiyuv, then you don't have a chiyuv. If you had a chiyuv midaraisa,
yeah, it's true. You're right. But you want to fulfill a mitzvah midaraisa. You're right. You don't have to fulfill. But if you're fulfilling a mitzvah, you want to do a midaraisa. You're quite right. You wouldn't. It's not about needing to. It's not about must. It's not about need. It's about trying to do it to add an additional.
If you want to do the ratzon Hashem, you do the ratzon Hashem.
It's a good. I'm not going to go into great length in that discussion, but Chacham Leiv Yikach Mitzvahs. It's about Chapping Mitzvahs. You know, but it's a good point, but just as a title. Okay. I heard once something, and I can't trace a Makoyer. You may say it's not true, and you could be right. But I clearly remember hearing once, years ago, another reason why some are makbit not wear woolen tzitzis. And I can't trace it, and please tell me if it doesn't make sense. On the contrary, if you find a makoyer, I'll be really grateful. I heard once there is a shaila that if one wears, now we all know woolen tzitzis, it's quite uncomfortable. I mean, it can be really uncomfortable. It can be uncomfortable, especially in the climates in that. So it's very, very difficult to, it's sometimes quite hot. You agreed? Agreed. It can be hot. No, woolen tzitzis can be woolen. Therefore, I heard once that it could be that if you're wearing something which are really uncomfortable, it's not called a proper levisha. It's if you're wearing something, it's meant to be comfortable. You wouldn't normally wear something which positively makes you feel uncomfortable. Therefore, it's a shaila as to whether the levisha is considered a good levisha. Could be considered not a proper baguette. Could be considered not a proper levisha. And therefore, the fulfillment of the mitzvah would be quite weak in the first place because it's not considered proper levisha. According to that, you'd have a mahalach. Why not to wear woolen tzitzis? V'hochi, yeah?
So why stunt tzitzis if you're playing sport? You wouldn't maybe not wear them because it's saying...
Could be, it has to do with it, yeah. Could be... Pardon? Yeah, according to that. Yeah. Yeah, Rabbi said, do you think that all that's Svara? Yeah? Yeah. Reb Shlomo Zalman is being quoted. Is it Reb Shlomo Zalman? Reb Moshe, yeah, that's right. It's true. Reb Moshe and also Reb Shlomo Zalman said that even if you're not if you're not comfortable with it, you're still fulfilling a mitzvah. I don't know if that's an absolute contradiction to that. They're saying you're still fulfilling the mitzvah by wearing something although you're not comfortable. It doesn't necessarily mean that it could be still a better levisha. I'm trying to understand why. I hear the ma'amakim. Yeah, I hear. Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's with regards to the woolen and non-woolen tzitzis. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Beis. Tzitzis shall pish them. If you've got tzitzis made out of linen, oy shall tzemer chelim or avul. Poitrin b'chol minei b'godim. So woolen, I'm talking about the actual tzitzis now. The actual, should we call them the threads? The tzitzis, yeah? They, if they are made out of tzemer oy pishtim, if they are made out of linen or wool, then poitrin b'chol minei b'godim. Woolen and linen tzitzis, they will patter any garments, whatever material it is of. Whatever material it is, the tzitzis will patter if they are made out of woolen, and if they are made out of linen, they will patter any garments. Chutz mishal pishtim letzemer, but you can't do a cross of pishtim letzemer, etzemer shal pishtim. You can't do that. That you can't do. Bizman hazeh deleket chelitz, because of chelitz, that's the point that you're raising, because of shatnas. Mipnei shem kilayim. But, I'm just reading quickly the Ramah, because I want to get to Siv Gimel. V'yesh oim shalo alash tzitzis shal pishtim klal aflu b'sham minim v'ochinog, and there's a chumra not to do linen tzitzis at all, that's the minik. But then, leading on to the point I want to bring to Siv Gimel, tzitzis shal sham minim ein poitim elo b'minam. This is in contrast to sham minim. If, say, you have tzitzis which are not made out of wool, you have tzitzis which are not made out of linen, then that tzitzis will only be able to patter a garment of its own material. Does that make sense? So again, tzemer and pishtim, linen and woolen tzitzis, they can patter the garment of whatever material it is. The garment, the material of the tzitzis,
the strings.
Maybe that's the best way of the strings. Which are really the tzitzis. The strings, if they are made out of tzemer or pishtim, you can attach that to any material garment. Does that make sense so far? As opposed to, if it's not made out of wool, if it's not made out of linen, then, think of any other material, then the strings can only patter a garment of the same material, not of a different type of material. Right. For instance. Yeah? Okay. Let's see Siv Gimel again. Tzitzis shall shaminim, but tzitzis of other materials, ein poitim elo beminom. They can only patter a garment of its own mean, of its own material. Kugoin such as meshi, lebeged meshi. A silk tzitzis can only be attached to meshi, lebeged meshi. Silk tzitzis, strings, lebeged meshi, to garment of silk. Tzemegef, got cotton to cotton. Aval shaloi beminon, ein poitim. But you can't have, for instance, silk tzitzis to a different type of material beged. It won't work. You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah. Right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. We don't normally mix. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkot Yud Gimel we don't mix at all. But it's Lechatchila we don't mix at all. But that's the halacha the Shulchan Aruch says. What happens if you have a combination of a few materials? That is Shulchan Aruch in Sif Talit says im hitel betalis shel shaminim k'tzas tzitzis meminu v'k'tzas metzemer pishtim. If you've got a bit of a bit of wool and a bit of silk, then yesh le'estapek boy, that remains a doubt. Then one should it's lechatchila one shouldn't mix it. It's no good. And seif hay, which is an important seif, the seif hay is yesh oimish tzorich la'asat tzitzis mitzeva atalis. With regards to the colors, ever seen a pink tzitzis? Do you think that could be marketed well? How about yellow? Yellow is already more. That's good, you can. Blue, how about that? Blue and white strings?
Nothing.
Yeah. Okay. So, the halacha is, says the Shulchan Aruch, about the colors of the tzitzis. Yesh oimim shetzorich lasis at tzitzis mitzeva atalis. The tzitzis has to be the same color than the talis. It needs to be the same color. The medaktim noigin kain, and that is how the medaktim color. You have the same color. So don't attempt to make red strings. Yeah, if you want to have your white, just make it white. So the halacha is over here, you should make it white. And the Ramah adds, Ashkenazim ein noyagin lasos hatzitzis rak levonim. After we've got him tzvuim ve'leshanos. The Ramah says one should always be makbid, that the tzitzis should always be white. And this leads us to the following shaila that we started off the shiur of earlier. What is the reason why we are not makbid to put on tcheles We can't do any harm. Put on your tzitzis, but why don't you have tcheles? Can't do any harm. So let's say you're not sure that Radzina was right. Let's say Radzina wasn't right. But what can it do any harm to have tcheles on it? So let's not tcheles. So what did you do harm? Yeah. Very good. More than that, even more than that, the it's based on that Rama that we tend to have. The minigis, as the Rama says, when noya v'ashkenazim and noya gilasim tzitz rak levonim. That our minigis to have white. So if we knew about tcheles, for sure, then we put on tcheles. But as long as we don't know what tcheles is, it's a suffix. So a suffix is not doiche. We don't push away a Rama because of a suffix. That is what Rav Eliashiv replied. Rav Eliashiv was asked, a grandson of Rav Eliashiv heard it from himself, asking, why can you lose? By putting on a tcheles on your tzitzit, what can you lose? He said, you could lose loads. He said, what can you lose already? He said, you could lose a heilige Rama. You could lose a Rama. The Rama says, Ashkenazim noyagin, the minig is to put on white tzitzit, and you could lose potentially the Rama. That's what Vilashiv answered. Just to briefly recap what we learned tonight, we started off with Siv Zayin, teaching us that your mevatel lemitzvah say, if you put on a garment with four corners without tzitzit, that's how your mevatel lemitzvah say. If it's just in the cupboard, if it's on the side, you know, wearing it, you know, in the battle of the mitzvah. We then moved on to Simon Tess. Simon Tess taught us that the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that you're only fulfilling the mitzvah Seder Aisi with linen or wool, tzitzis, everything else with the Rabbanon. The Rama disagrees, and the Rama said you're fulfilling the mitzvah with whatever the tzitzis is, you're always fulfilling the mitzvah Seder Aisi. We added over here, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Chatchili should fulfill you fulfilling the rice according to Shulchan Aruch. That's the Mishnah Berurah sensitive cotton. Hey, we said that many gdolim, including the Chazanish and the Vilna Gaon, Zichron Levoch, they didn't put on wooden tzitzis, and we explained that as well. We continue with Siv Beis and Siv Gimel explaining that linen and woolen tzitzis can patter both its own material and any other materials as well, as opposed to any other material tzitzis such as silk or cotton, whatever it is, you can only have those tzitzis with that kind of baguette. You won't be able to have anything else. You won't fulfill the mitzvah. We then learned that about white, that one should have white tzitzis. And we said that is a nice understanding why we don't go for tcheles, even as a sofek. And we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.